These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hey, everybody, I'm John Hewlett. It's time for another edition of the Kashi Tapes, and my partner is...
Favaz. Hi, John.
Hi, buddy. Number 66 for us today.
And it's brought to you by Black Raven AFC. Websites are not like the movie Field of Dreams. It's not like if you build it, they will come. If you want your business website to get found online, it takes strategy, and Black Raven AFC, they can help you, all right? They will put together a search engine optimization plan with a team right here in St. Louis. And so, you know, don't just get found when people look for you. Get found when people look for what you do. Let Black Raven AFC help you today. Just go to blackravendigital.com and reach up today.
Okay, so today's show is an interview I did back in 2014 with the drummer for Def Leppard, Rick Allen, the one-armed drummer.
Yeah, he's famous for that now.
Yeah.
You know,
a
lot of jokes have been made, you know, what has, you know, five arms and can play music or whatever, and it's Def Leppard, you know, or whatever the joke is.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a sad situation when he lost his arm, and they continued on and made one of their biggest records ever, Hysteria, right after that.
I'm trying to remember, was it a car accident?
It was a car accident.
Somehow his arm got trapped and got amputated.
Yeah,
it's terrible. But, and he could have quit, and the band could have quit on him.
Right.
But they didn't.
They did not.
They did not. They he made some adjustments. And he's just as good as, I guess, as he ever was when he had two arms with the technology.
Yeah, you know, and Def Leppard is, they still tour every year, and they're going to do this big tour this year in 2020 with Motley Crue and Poison and Joan Jett. They're going to be here in St. Louis on June 25th at Bush. So, you know, it just goes on for Def Leppard. You know?
Yeah, that's a cool thing about that band. They're a tight-knit group of guys.
They are.
They've had some tragedies, and they had a death in the band back in the day, but... For the most part, the main guys have been there for decades.
Joe Elliott, Rick Savage, Rick Allen.
Yeah.
You know, and the other guys, and Phil Collin has been there since the Pyromania days. And then you've got the other guitar player whose name escapes me at the moment. He's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
You know.
So let's go back in time, 2014. Rick Allen on the phone calling me for some reason. We're going to find out once we get the interview started, because I do not remember why he called that day, but he was promoting something.
Probably promoting a show.
Yeah. Well, we're joined by Rick Allen of Def Leppard here this morning on KG95. Good morning, Rick.
A very good morning to you. Thank you.
And where are you calling us from?
I'm actually calling you from Los Angeles.
Oh, do you live there or what?
Yeah, I've been here since like the 90s, since about 91.
So I guess it seems like all the guys in Def Leppard are living in the United States full time. Is that the case?
Three of us, myself, Vivian, and Phil.
Well, Rick, you are involved
Vivian.
In a...
Oh,
yeah,
Vivian Campbell. Vivian Campbell, that's the guitar player I was trying to think of.
A new project here, and actually it's not new. You've probably been doing this a long time, but you're going to expose to the world some of your artwork. Ah, there you go.
That's why he's calling.
His artwork.
I didn't even know he had any.
I didn't either.
Did you play this interview?
Yeah.
I've always been interested in art, and I think art is interchangeable. You know, if you can play an instrument, you can probably paint or draw or do something that is also creative in other.
Well, who's holding the palette?
Stop. That's joke number one.
Sorry.
Stop.
Barriers. So I met up with a company called Scene 4, and we created a beautiful visual art that we're calling Electric Hand Rhythm and Change. And it's basically visual art using light sticks. And what people will see is it revealed hidden worlds. And it's profound. I mean, it's so easy to see that it's
I know what this is about.
Okay, now you do?
Yeah, light sticks for drumsticks. And the way they film it or videotape it, you see these light streams go in all different directions. And somehow, I'm probably not explaining it perfectly, but it's about the drumsticks that light up, and then art is somehow...
So does something come out like when he hits the
Something
the
like that, yes. Yeah, light something. Sticks.
Okay.
Yeah, listen.
Did the art...
I know.
So
I guess I wasn't listening to him when he was talking to me. A sign of a bad interviewer.
I encourage people to go to rickallenart.com and see if there's something that resonates with them.
What do you mean when you say it reveals hidden worlds?
Well, you know, I sit there and I play, and without the light sticks, It's just a performance. You're just watching a performance, and it's there and it's gone. What this does, using the light sticks, it sort of captures in one shot. It captures an entire performance. So you're seeing the pattern that an entire performance would make on canvas.
Okay, that's very interesting. I can't wait to see that.
Is that any clearer for you?
Yeah, and there is a rickallen.com, and it's all about Rick Allen, the artist, not the drummer.
Yeah.
And there it is. I'm showing it to you right now.
Showing the light sticks?
Now I'm bringing my visual expression to life with paint, light, and canvas.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about here.
Yeah.
Again, we can see it at rickallenart.com.
That's right.
Now, do you do any actual drawing or painting and things like that, or?
I do. I mean, I get into it at home, but this is really something special. This is really painting with the air or painting in midair and creating imagery in that way.
We're speaking with Rick Allen, the drummer of Def Leppard. Rick, your story is amazing. Most rock and roll fans are aware of, the accident and you lost your arm and then the way you came back from it. And I'm just wondering now if all that is just second nature to you anymore and it's, you've adjusted and everything's just great.
You know, if I had it all figured out, I wouldn't be here. But I'm a work in progress and, what happened to me, It's a rich history, and what happened to me was really a terrible thing at the time. But what I've realized is become a huge, huge blessing. And now it's lovely to be able to, to work with my foundation, Raven Drum Foundation. And more recently, we've developed a relationship with Wounded Warrior Project. And that has become very fruitful, just being able to give away my experience of trauma and to be able to work with some of our young men and women coming out of war zones.
Mm-hmm. Rick, you seem like a very positive person, too. I mean, you got to be in order to overcome what you have overcome, and you seem to share that positive spirit nature about yourself, as you said, in this foundation that you have. Have you always been that way, a very positive person, even before the accident?
No, I haven't. And
I was a son of a bitch.
Fuck it, mate.
I highly recommend you lose an arm because it changes you as a person, makes you a great person, as a matter of fact.
I battled with depression from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's part of...
That may have contributed to his situation. He was...
Yeah, but even after, though, I believe that Rick Allen got in trouble when he, allegedly hit his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, and it was because of alcohol and things like that.
Yeah. So I'm not going to make a... comment.
Yeah,
never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Developing my character. That's part of my resiliency, is finding ways to be happy, finding ways to come back and be positive.
We're speaking with Rick Allen, the drummer
of
Def
Leppard. I know what you were going to say, though. You said, how did he hurt his girlfriend with one arm?
Right, when you said hit her, I was like, I think it's his left arm that's missing.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leppard, Rick, you started very early.
I think you're correct.
Yes.
What were you, 16 years old, 15 years old when you joined Def Leppard?
Yeah, it was around about my 15th birthday.
Yeah.
And, I read this thing in the newspaper. It said Leppard loses skins. And I just
got to stop myself. I said, I think it's his left arm that's missing. It's like somebody's out there still trying to find it.
No, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
I managed to get an audition with these guys.
And they were young, too. They were all, what, in their teens?
Yeah, they were only, a year or two or three older than me.
Yeah.
So, we were all pretty young.
Yeah, and KC Radio here in St. Louis, we've been playing your music from day one. I don't know if you're familiar with the radio station here and how many years we've been actually playing your stuff.
No, you guys are very... you've been very cool to this band. Thank you.
And, of course, you're coming to St. Louis. You'll be here with Poison at the Chaffetz Arena on August the 25th. And tickets still remain for the show. But you're going to like this venue here, Rick. I know you've never played it before. But this sounds like a great rock and roll show that you're going to get great response to. And a lot of tickets are going to be sold for this event. What are the plans for this tour with Poison? Anything different?
Well, there's going to be tons of things different. There's going to be Lita Ford, there's going to be Poison, there's going to be Def Leppard, And it's wonderful because we all have songs in the Rock of Ages movie, which comes out June 15th, and that's going to Tom Cruise is going to be singing all of our songs, which is fantastic. So we're bringing this out, you know, in celebration of the 80s and a tip of our hat to the movie.
Have you guys worked with Tom Cruise at all for this movie?
A little bit. We got to see him rehearse and
give him some pointers.
You know, I can't reveal too much, but we actually saw him in Fort Lauderdale. And he nailed it. I mean, he sang all these songs.
Wow, that's amazing. So I got another question here for you regarding the early days, if you don't mind.
No.
Your first live performance, didn't you guys open for Sammy Hagar?
You know what? You're right. We were, we were still, before we even came to the States, we opened up for Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, and he's very big here in St. Louis. I was wondering if you have any memories of that, and how was Sammy towards you guys back then when you were just kids?
I know. We were kids. You know what? All I can remember of Sammy, he was very gracious. The fact that he took on a band like us, and we were getting really strong in those days. But he was obviously very comfortable in his own skin, and it was great that he took us on board.
Is that the Sammy Hagar we know? I think so. I mean, I don't think Sammy was ever. I've never heard stories about other bands saying Sammy Hagar was difficult to deal with. Even in the early days, you know, when these bands were really competing against each other, you know?
Yeah. And if Def Leppard was just starting out, that would have been, like 78.
Yeah.
Or, so that's when Sammy was he was starting to come up the ranks and he was cool.
As a solo artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rick, on a day like this today, what will you do after you're finished with all your interviews? What's a typical day for Rick Allen?
Oh, today, I'm just going to be hanging out with family, and I'm going to be looking at the artwork and checking out how things are going in that direction.
You spend a lot of time on the internet?
I do.
Hold on. Yeah, I love Pornhub. You can still see his art at Rick Allen, rickallenart.com. That website is still up there. And he was accused of spousal abuse in 1996 in the restroom at LAX.
Oh, that's right.
If you remember.
Mm. So. That was before the arm accident was before that.
Arm accident was in the 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way people can get a hold of you? You want to give out a handle or anything like that? A Twitter name or anything?
You know what? Yes, Rick Allen Live, at Rick Allen Live is Twitter. RickAllenArt.com. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's RavenDrumFoundation.org.
What? Raven? Did he say Raven?
Hey, he did say Black. Speaking of Black Raven.
Speaking of Black Raven, I got to tell you about Black Raven and then one of our sponsors here, our main sponsor for this podcast that we do, Casey Tapes. Hey, if you have a website need, you got to go with the best, and that's Black Raven. They can get you to where you need to be on this website out there in the competitive world of the internets. Every business needs a good website, not just to make you look good, but because your clients, customers, and potential new hires are all online, so they want to be able to see what you can do with their website. So it would be terrible if Black Raven had a terrible website. They don't. So, they practice what they preach. That's Black Raven AFC. If you need their help, they're easy to get a hold of. BlackRavenDigital.com. That's BlackRavenDigital.com. They build websites for businesses like yours every day. This is something that they're very, very good at, obviously, and they're proud to be a sponsor of the Casey Tapes podcast, and we hope you'll take your business to them next time you need any work done on your website. Again, that is BlackRavenDigital.com. All right, back to the interview.
The Stick Rick .com.
That was the Stick Rick, not the Dick Rick.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, you got a lot going.
You thought it was funny too.
Oh, but do you tweet often? Do you tweet often enough for somebody to follow you and get good stuff from you?
You know what? I'm the one of those rare people that actually answer everybody.
All right.
Wow. Or at least I attempt to.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks for being with us here, Rick. We appreciate it.
Fantastic, man. Thank you very much, and thank you for your continued support.
You're welcome, and we'll see you here in St. Louis on August the 25th.
Fantastic.
Rick Allen of Def Leppard right there. What a nice guy, too.
Yeah,
man.
Have you interviewed the other? Because I've had Joe Elliott in person, and they're all just really, really cool. And those are guys that started when they were teenagers.
Yeah. And that's why they're successful, because they are really cool guys who really get it and really want to, you know, help promote what they're doing by giving you good interviews and answering your questions and not being jerks, you know.
Right. And they still sound really good, even vocally. You know, Joe Elliott doesn't have the chops that he did, you know, 25 years ago or so, or longer ago than that. But they still, their harmonies sound really good. And their guitar work, you know, Phil Collin up there and Vivian Campbell, it all just sounds really good. And I watched their sound check when I was out at the amphitheater the last couple times that, you know, we've done broadcasts out there. And I mean, those sound good.
Yeah.
You know?
And they got a lot of really good songs.
They do.
I mean, they do. You're going to go to a Def Leppard show, you're going to know just about everything. You're not gonna be there going, hey, what time is it? I'm gonna go to the bathroom. You know, they're doing something I don't really recognize. You're gonna know most of what they do, especially in a setting like we're gonna see at Busch Stadium, where they're sharing the stage. So they're probably gonna have a nice tight set of all their great songs.
Right, and it seems like, you know, every year they go out, they bring somebody really good with them, and yet Def Leppard is always the best band to see. Yeah. You know, if it's a 3-band bill or whatever, like this one is going to be 4. I would say right now that out of the 4 that we're going to see at Busch Stadium, they'll be the best one.
All right, that's it for our KSHE Tapes episode today, episode number 66. Again, brought to you by Black Raven Digital. Go to blackravendigital.com to use their services. They're great. Favaz.
John.
AMF.
AMF to you, sir.
I salute you.
Okay.
The KSHE Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big.